This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But my mom really...
And welcome in to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, Jacob Mustard back here producing the operation again. The final night of Draft 2025.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Good stuff. Good evening to you, Chris. Have you been able to digest the draft now? Have you been able to look back and say, all right, this is why these picks were made? Because oftentimes we do talk ourselves into picks once they've been done. Once we kind of learn the why, because then all of a sudden all these things come out. Different measurements at the pro day compared to the combine or different interview skill sets. But you definitely learn a lot more about players after the fact than you did before the fact.
Yeah, I always find it interesting hearing the reasoning behind why they made the pick. This is the time now where teams are kind of either through press conferences or you're kind of seeing like leaks come out and whatnot where they tell you, okay, here is our thought process behind making these various moves. So, you know, I think this is a very interesting time. The Chiefs, they have their scouts go out there and do press conferences and they talk about the logic behind each pick.
Which really I like when those guys talk.
I love
front office.
I mean, me too.
Nothing against front offices, but when the actual scouts are talking about they've spent a lot of time with these guys
right.
and watching
them. And not only that, but they're also going to be a little bit more open than the guys in the front office, because the guys in the front office, they're trained to not really give out a whole lot of information.
Well, here's the thing. When these GMs talk, Bean called into the Buffalo Bills station
complaining
to their morning host about his lack of receivers. They take it personally. They read the draft grades. Hey, what do they think about me? But the thing about it is no matter where you're watching NFL draft press conferences, guess what? 32 different teams, when they talk about it, they're not going to say they suck or made a mistake. They're just not going to do it. They're going to talk about that player being the best player available, and they're lucky to get him single city.
And I get that.
You don't want to say anything bad.
I just don't think that, like, you know, as you brought up Brand going out there and complaining about people complaining about their
receiving.
That's
a very insecure move.
It is. Like, this is the reason why the Bills are where they are. It's like, they have a lot of talent, but when your people, the decision makers that you have in your organization are going on the radio and complaining about fans who are criticizing their drafting because your best wide receiver on your team is Khalil Shakir, then that right there, and it's the same thing when we talked about after the Chiefs beat the Bills, and you've got McDermott out here talking about how, oh, we knew that we weren't going to get the calls, and they were telling their players before the game, well, we're not going to get calls. Like, that is the reason why you have not won a Super Bowl with your
And my
your
thing
group.
Is, where's your guys' rings, man?
Yeah, like that's
McDermott that right dragging there. Rings in with him, Bean dragging those rings in with him.
That's the reason why you haven't won a Super Bowl, because instead of accepting accountability, instead of trying to tackle the issue, if you look at the Chiefs have done a great job the last 3 years of trying to tackle their wide receiver issue. This is the strongest I've felt about the Chiefs receiving core in many, many years, probably since you had that trio of McColl, Sammy, and Tyreek. Like, yeah, this is the strongest I've felt about it, because they went and they were going to address it. The Bills haven't addressed that issue yet, and now your best wide roster didn't even have 900 receiving yards last year.
I think a lot of these teams rely on the quarterback. If you have a elite level quarterback like Josh Allen, in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson,
right?
The Chiefs have done that the last few years too. Look at Patrick Mahomes, what he's doing with the Chiefs, and they're saying, "All right, where's his weapons?" Because there for a while he didn't really have any. Right? He had a rookie wide receiver leading the way because Brown was hurt, and so was Rice. So I think teams say, "Hey, they're doing this in Kansas City." Well, it takes an elite level quarterback to be able to go 15-2 with that team.
Right. And like last year, you had your top two receivers get hurt. So it's like you had a freak situation happen. But they seriously went out and tried to address that problem. And it looked like going into the year you were going to have that issue fixed, and then injuries happened. But, it's like the Chiefs have, they're not just going to go out here and say, hey, we're cool with our receiving group. After, your best wide receiver performance you've had the last few years isn't even 1,000 yards. Like, they have been serious about addressing that, and you would think other teams who have similar deficiencies would try to fix that.
And the one thing, too, is, and it does help that Hollywood Brown came back. It just does. Because when he signed in Kansas City, I'll never forget it. You and I backed off Xavier Worthy talk in our mock drafts because, it's the same guy. They're not going to need him. Then all of a sudden, we're like,
well, it wasn't even that.
They're only going to have him 1 year.
It wasn't even that. It was more so like we like the measurables, the size speed combo of AD Mitchell.
And the one thing is, you look at it and say, well, Hollywood Brown's here 1 year. I thought so. Yeah. Many people thought so. Even Brett Veach came out. Even Brett Veach, it's before the season, before he was hurt. Right. Brett Veach even said, well, we got Hollywood Brown for a year. Yeah. And when he said that, I was like, yeah, he's right.
Until
he's
going to
go bank. And then when he got hurt, then I'm like, I think we talked about this on our podcast.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast. Yeah.
Like months ago. When he said,
it was literally like right after he got hurt. We went on the very next Monday. We were like, good chance he comes back, because even if he does come back during the season, it's like you're talking about a very small sample size. He's not going to get that type of contract unless he really balls out in the playoffs.
Someone asked a good question on the text line earlier when I was doing a C-Dot regarding wide receivers. As far as making the wide receiver room better, obviously Jalen Royals taken by the Chiefs in the fourth round. But who would have been there? Well, they probably would have had to move up, because the answer is Aluther Burden. Because the question was, what receivers are still available second round and beyond to be better than Worthy in Hollywood and Rashee Rice? To me, Burden was that guy that was still there. He went very early, so you'd have to move up exponentially to get him.
They asked, who could they have drafted?
That had
potential to be better.
It would make that room better.
Oh, that would make the room better? I mean,
it's tough, though. Those guys are accomplished guys, unless you're getting one of the guys at the top.
I mean, literally the guy.
Tedrall McMillan would start.
The guy they just added. Well, Tedrall McMillan is not a fit for what they're looking for, but like the guy.
That quality of player.
Right. Yeah, but like the guy they just added, Jalen Royals, has the ability to make that group better. Like he is. The Chiefs said they kind of comped him to Rashee Rice. I comp him a little bit more with Sammy Watkins, because like Rashee Rice doesn't have the top end speed, the explosiveness the way that Royals does. Royals has that Sammy Watkins explosiveness, where like he's not like Tyreek Hill fast, but he's not that far off. Like this is a guy who has a 1.49 10-yard split, which is the same 10-yard split that Xavier Worthy has. Now, Xavier Worthy obviously has the better top end speed because he's a little bit smaller, but like 1.49, that's an elite 10-yard split, which means he has elite athleticism as far as his acceleration goes, which means that he's going to be one of those guys that if you make a mistake in press coverage and he gets past you, he's probably gone.
It's a weird year. And what allowed Jalen Royals really to go to the fourth round was, this defensive line.
It's probably the foot injury, too.
Edge. Well, yeah, the foot defensive line, too. The edge, and the running backs that typically wouldn't have been taken it would have been receivers earlier. That did benefit the Chiefs.
I think the foot injury was also a big issue too. The problem, another issue, is that he played at Utah State. He didn't go play Power Four, and I'm sure there was money out there for him to go Power Four, but he decided to stay at Utah State for whatever reason. And
kind of shows his character too.
I think it does. And I think those factors are probably the reason why he dropped. But like, I think when you look at the measurables, it's weird to me that someone with that kind of physical profile would fall that far, because there just weren't that many receivers with that profile.
Ryan Nutt, we'll hear from him a few times today. He was the Chiefs Director of Player Personnel and Scouting. He talked today about just kind of the draft class in general. And over the weekend, we played Mike Bradway earlier that talked on about Friday's picks. On Saturday, we played that. Then yesterday was about the area scouts. Well, Ryan Nutt kind of encapsulated all the Chiefs draft picks. He was the one that spoke for him today. This is what he had to say about Jalen Royals, since we're talking about Jalen Royals. This is what he thought and the reason why he thought he fell and why they fell in love with him in Kansas City.
Yeah, first off, his game is very similar to Rasheed's, where you watch a kid, he lines up primarily on the left side. That's how some offenses in college work. They want to go fast, so they'll have the receiver line up on the same side every time to do that. So we knew before the draft, kind of on the left side, like he's going to be able to move around.
It's just the process of, you know,
primarily plays inside in the slot in there. I say he's like Rasheed, he's got big hands, strong hands, and he's very good after the catch. And you saw him downfield too on some of those clips. I'm sure you saw. I mean, the kid had 50 plus touchdowns in 2023. He was on record, or he was on pace in 2024 to kind of smash the 2023 production before he got injured. So we thought rack is a big. It's a big part of our offense. That's something we look for in receivers. I mean, we look for speed. The kid had that 4.40. We look for strength. He has that, and he's got rack. And we look for route running, and that's probably an area where Rasheed had to kind of develop a little bit. So we kind of thought they were similar in that respect. But he came on the scene. We watched his tape before the Senior Bowl. Brett will kind of pick guys that you pick and choose, and we're like, hey, this guy's kind of interesting. Then he goes to the Senior Bowl, and we thought he did well. So he got it, you know, he got even more on the radar. Then he goes to the combine, he runs a 4.40, you know what I mean, and he jumps to 36, and we're like, oh, this kid's explosive. And then you get the kind of coaches involved, and we zoom them and we talk, and we're like, yeah, we could use this kid. And with Rasheed coming back from injury and trying to get right, the hopes are, you know, this kid can step in and try to get some playing time and help us out.
So there's Ryan Nutt about the Chiefs' fourth round selection, pick 133, wide receiver Jalen Royals, 6 foot 205. I do like the kid. I'll be honest with you. They had to go offense, at least in the fourth round. And once you got there, I mean, there was no other choice. In my opinion, they got the right guy at that point, because everybody else, guys that like, a little bit better, maybe Ty Felton, guys like that, already gone.
So the only other receiver I would have wanted them to take over Royals was Elijah Manner, who went a few picks later to the Titans. But Jalen Royals is a guy that I think probably fits their scheme, fits what they look for in a running and in a wide receiver a little bit more because of the top end speed. Aya Manor is, he's a little bit more of a traditional X style receiver. But yeah, like, one thing that pops off, as Ryan Nutt just, you know, said on that clip, the what he does after the catch, the top end speed, the acceleration. Like, this is the reason why every year we hear from people, and a lot of these people want the Chiefs to take some 6'4" wide receiver who's 230 pounds and can just win on the outside. And it's like, man, Andy doesn't care about that kind of receiver. The kind of guy he wants is the guy who is a Jalen Royals, Xavier Worthy type, where it's like you're right around that 6 foot range. And, you know, the weight, it depends. But the biggest thing they're looking for is the acceleration and the speed. And especially what you
Worthy showed him, the weight really didn't matter.
Yeah, the weight didn't matter because, you know, he's like a little bit over 170 right now. But like the thing about the Chiefs is that they want guys who are explosive after the catch. Cause like they love throwing screen passes. They love going deep. They want guys who are going to be able to make plays with their legs after they get the ball.
I remember when Holmes, like his rookie year, was talking after practice, someone says, my job, just put the hands of our playmakers, let them go make plays. Yeah. That's very similar. Just yards after catch, get
right.
That yak.
That's exactly. And that's what they look for. And it's always been what Andy's looked for, even in Philly. it was always about rack. It was always about what are you going to do after the catch? That's the reason why DeSean Jackson was a fit for him. Mm-hmm. Even though DeSean Jackson, he was like 175 pounds, way undersized for what you would normally see from a wide receiver.
He really kind of proved that
Reed was okay with a smaller receiver. Small guys could play. And I remember watching him at Cal, and I was like, oh, he's going to be great in the NFL. And then he kind of fell because of some character issues and whatnot. But the thing about him was always that he was electric when he had the ball in his hands, and that's why he fit what Andy was looking for. And after that, it's just like, as long as they can, as long as they are great in space, as long as they are great at making guys miss, they're going to have a place in Andy's offense. And I think that's like, this should be a lesson to like the people who are talking about what the Chiefs need at wide receiver. Is like, if the guy's 6'4", 230 pounds, and runs a 4.5 40, he's probably not a fit for what the Chiefs are looking for.
That would have been Tedrill McMillan.
Yeah.
In that category.
Much, yeah.
Well, Chris and I will be talking a lot about these draft picks the Chiefs made. Obviously, we spent some time there talking about Jalen Royals, the wide receiver taken. We'll talk about all the other seven picks the Chiefs had in this draft. Plus, we had a couple college head coaches of these players join us this past weekend. Jeff Brohm, the head coach of Louisville, joined us to talk about Ashton Gelate, that they drafted out of Louisville, and Noel Williams' coach, Coach Wilcox of California, joined us as well. Had some really interesting things to say, and especially one that a soundbite that Coach left us about Noel Williams, that two categories of players, those that are football players, those that want to be football players.
Big has been quoting this all weekend. He loved it. Injected my veins. That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, so we'll hear from that, and we'll hear for a lot more from the Chiefs as far as why they selected the certain players they took. Again, we're at the point now, it's about the why. Because you got your players, now it's about why you have your players and what to get used to, how they fit in with the Kansas City Chiefs. Our phone number, 913-586-7965. Same as Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Wrapping up draft 2025 before we start looking forward to draft 2026 in Pittsburgh. Take a time out and talk about all these draft picks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Character Concerns NFL Draft Special tonight till 9 o'clock as we wrap up 2025. Jay Binkley, Kristen Ocero, Jacob Mustard producer.
Brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jnmdisplays.com.
What's up with this wind, man? It's always windy. It's like,
well, it's going to storm tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, it's windy like all the time.
Well, it's not all the time.
Well, lately it has been.
It hasn't been like this that much, but it's going to storm tonight. Like, it's been pretty much obvious all day that it's going to storm pretty bad tonight. Like the cloud, when I was walking around at work, like the clouds out there is like, oh yeah, it's about to dump on us at some point today.
Well, and it's going to. I don't know when, but at some point
it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like probably right after we get off the air.
Am I?
No, like, I think that's exactly when we get off. It's probably, yeah. Like, hopefully I'm home before that happens.
Now, as far as the Chiefs are concerned, we did talk about Jalen Royals, who was picked in the fourth round by the Chiefs. He started off on Thursday night taking Josh Simmons, the tackle, out of Ohio State. A lot of draft grades going out today, and we talked about them this weekend. The Chiefs got a lot of A's, ton of A's.
Yeah, a lot of A's. I saw a couple of B's, but for the most part, A's from most people. I gave it a B plus.
I mean, it was said I didn't like the draft. No, I liked the draft on day two and three. I just wasn't a big fan of day one.
I give it A-.
I think it hinges on Josh. If Josh pans out, it's an A.
If it pans out, yeah, my thing is, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on the Joshua Simmons situation, because even though I have my reservations about them taking an injured left tackle, one, I do agree that he probably would have been the top tackle taken if he was not hurt. I absolutely agree with that, because he was by far the best tackle the first five games of the year, by far. Like, there was no question.
He had a great 2023. This is coming from playing right tackle at San Diego State before he transferred to Ohio State.
Yeah. He shifted over there and immediately took the left tackle spot. Was a starter there for 2 years, only allowed one sack in his, like a year and a half. But he only allowed one sack during his time as a starting left tackle. Didn't allow very many pressures at all. So he was immediately great. And so, like, my thing is just reservations about the injury, because it's not a very common injury.
Patellar tendon is very rare in the NFL.
Yeah, it's very rare in football in general, and it was an injury that it called into question his career playing football. Like, that was a serious talking point when he got hurt. And, you know, luckily for Ohio State, Donovan Jackson, who was taken 24th by the Vikings, he was able to shift over from guard to tackle, and he played really well in that role, which is why he was taken by the Vikings in the first round. But, you know, he played, like I said, Joshua Simmons played very well, but that injury is absolutely something that is concerning. And the Chiefs have done their homework, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this. I don't think they made this decision, you know, feeling pressed.
He took a top 30 visit, which is basically what they use for your knee looking?
Yeah, and supposedly, like, Rick Burkholder, their head trainer, they did a lot of tinkering around with the knee and whatnot, and they felt comfortable enough to make the pick and take who they thought would be the best tackle in this class, if not for that injury. So in that regard, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt in the situation, even though it is not the guy I would have taken there at 32.
No, they can make mistakes, and they can have mistakes turn out to be great.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even call it a mistake at that point. If it actually turns out to be great, it's not a mistake.
Turns out to be great. They got tremendous value from getting somebody at 32, which a lot of teams would have taken in the top 10 and been left tackle one, like you said.
I absolutely think he would have gone above Kelvin Banks and probably above Will Campbell if not for the injury.
I agree with you on that. And Will Campbell's one of those guys that arms grew an inch between the combine and the pro day as well. Now, Simmons was part of this whole, the big talking point for offensive linemen, which was shorter arms.
Yes.
Which I know it may sound geeky too, but honestly, this is kind of a big sticking point with NFL teams. Yeah. He had 33-inch arms for his size at the combine. That's the official measurement at the combine, which is not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. It's pro day. They went to 34 and an eighth.
34 and an eighth, which is
crazy how that works.
We talked about this after the combine, and because they did the measurements at the Senior Bowl. And then at the combine, you look at measurements, and they were at least half an inch off for every lineman that got measured at the senior.
Even other stuff. For instance, Jalen Miller, the quarterback, his hands grew half an inch from the Senior Bowl to his pro day.
Which is just, well, from the Senior Bowl to the combine. Which is just, like, and we called into question, if we keep getting numbers that are so different between Senior Bowl, combine, and pro day, how do we know which is real? Because I know it's like, oh, yeah, it's NFL, official measurements from the NFL, so the combine matters. But it's like, I mean, if you were doing your pro day, if you were doing the Senior Bowl, you would think that they would also have official measure, you know, people who are doing these measurements like there,
40
too.
40 times do matter. Ask Xavier Restrepo for as far as that. But normally does matter for offensive line.
Like, it 40-time matters for some positions. But, yeah, for linemen, it does matter arm length because it's
especially left tackle.
Yeah, like tackle, it very much matters.
Because if not, you're a guard.
Right. And even for like defensive linemen, like if you have shorter arms, that's going to be one of the things that teams are going to measure you on. And teams will take you off their board completely just because you're under 33, 32 inches. And
which Andy Reid has only drafted 34 and 8.
Right. So like that's the thing about it is like I want to know what is the difference between the measurement criteria that they had at the Ohio State Pro Day versus the combine? Because that's, I mean, he went
and
from
the Senior Bowl, throw that one there too.
Yeah, though I don't know if he took any measurements.
Some guys did. Yeah, they some did guys all three. Did.
So it's like, how the hell do your arms grow an inch and an eighth between the combine and your pro day? That don't make any damn sense.
It's a great question. That's why it's great to bring them in to your city and do it yourself.
I hope they did measurements on their end, and they were like, okay, cool.
They were obviously fine with it. But here was Ryan Nutt from the Kansas City Chiefs today on the evaluation process of Josh Simmons.
We did a ton of work on this kid. We had people call San Diego State. I went into Ohio State along with two other scouts, and you talk to the coaches, the strength coach, you talk to the academics. I mean, you're going, we zoomed the kid twice. We brought him in. So we've done so much work on this kid. We felt good with the character. You know, was there some immaturity maybe in 2023? It's really, are you seeing this kid grow? When you go from San Diego State, where you're the big fish, to Ohio State now, where you're like a small fish in a big pond, yeah, it's different because you're still programmed to act like you did at San Diego State. I think when he got to Ohio State his first year, everything was so new. I don't think it was necessarily a case of him being immature. I think it was just him trying to adjust this is a West Coast kid going to the Midwest in a different area, a different coaching staff, different demands. I mean, Big Ten, these Power Five, huge, huge programs, they're run like NFL. They have huge expectations and demands. And some of these other programs just aren't. They don't have the money or the resources to match that. So I think once he got to Ohio State, it took a little time, but 2024, his character was fine. We had no issue with the kid's background, anything like that. He works hard. He's in the building, doesn't do a lot off the field. So we weren't too concerned about that.
It's Chiefs Director of Player Personnel and Scouting, Ryan Nutt, talking about Josh Simmons. He even went back to San Diego State. Of course, it's a lot of work for these teams now when guys hit the transfer portal because you got multiple schools to go back and talk to various different people about. But that's kind of what he did, talking about his homework with the different guys. And the other thing, too, that matters, well, you know, what's Andy Reid say about this? What does Brett Veach say about this? What's Andy Reid Thursday night after the draft?
Josh, we felt was a phenomenal athlete. Would have been a higher pick, obviously, if he hadn't been hurt. Rick Burkholder has done a bunch of work on him, and he's in a good place. He's flexible where he can play any spot, but we felt like he was a true left tackle there.
True left tackle, says Andy Reid. Here's Brett Veach.
We did a ton of work on Josh. I think everyone knows, when he's healthy and the tape he had early on last year before the injury, I mean, it puts him up there in the upper echelon of, what he could be and a future starter and difference maker at left tackle.
So there you go. There's the why on Josh Simmons.
Yeah. And I listened to that after I got home from the landing. I watched both those press conferences and it very much was like, hey, we got value where we're at. It's really hard to take a left tackle late in the first round, which is something that we brought up the entire pre-draft process. The guys that typically are slotted to go late first round at left tackle, man, those guys aren't plug-and-play guys. Those guys are people that you're going to have to sit and develop. And they found a guy that probably that may have to sit and develop just because of, you know, rehab from the injury and whatnot. But I'll say this, and I'm not going to, like, predict this or anything, but don't be surprised if he has a really good camp. They decide to maybe even try to push his development up earlier and see if he can start.
Don't expect him in the rookie minicamp.
Right. He's not. Yeah. As far as we know, it's training camp is when he's supposed to be ready by.
Because he's just squatting like 225 now. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's only doing 220, which
dude can obviously do a lot more than that.
Which for most of y'all, 225 is a lot, but like these linemen, they can do way more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Not the.
Yeah, they can do way. Most of those guys are like 400 or 500 at least.
Yeah.
But I want to stress this is like I know like you know Jalen Moore's getting paid a lot of money. I don't think if the Chiefs think that Josh Simmons is the best left tackle they have based on what they see in camp, I think he starts.
That could be your next right tackle, Jalen Moore, at some point.
Right, I think so. I think more than likely the ideal situation for the Chiefs would be going into 26, Josh Simmons right left tackle, and then Jalen Moore right tackle.
Because Andy Reid said he could versatility, could play anywhere, but right. He does mention at the end
right.
True left tackle.
I don't think they have any intention of starting him at right tackle.
He earmarked that. For yeah. Left tackle, they're not going to draft that in the first round. Although it's at the end of the first round, you can draft the right tackle because that's okay. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. We'll look at some of these other picks the Chiefs made and the why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, 96.5 Fan, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special, wrapping it up 2025 tonight before we start. start diving into 2026 from the podcast, not on the air, but on the podcast.
I'm already working on my watch list right now for this coming season for college football. Our draft coverage is brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
It's one of the fun things we do every week. Put out a list of who they're playing, who the guys are playing, because that stuff does matter.
Yeah.
Because Josh Simmons, you might say, well, what good edges did he play? Mike Green, then went to the Ravens. He did play Marshall, but he only faced him for two snaps. So you can't really evaluate playing somebody for just two snaps. They decided to have Green play on the other side.
Yeah, well, probably for good reason, because
yeah.
He was the better of the two tackles.
But that's what happens in those type of situations.
Yeah, but it's good. During the football season, we do have a watch list that we put out at the end of every one of our shows. So you know who to watch for as a potential option for the Chiefs or as a potential first-round pick, because, you know, there's obviously tons of different positions that will affect how the Chiefs draft. So, like, quarterbacks. Obviously, the Chiefs aren't in the market for a quarterback, but we will tell you which quarterbacks to watch out for, because it probably helps the Chiefs out getting who they want in the first round.
They really needed quarterbacks to be taken hurriedly, and a bunch of them, just like last year, six of them taken in the first round, matching 1983. So we do that on the podcast that we put out every week, Character Concerns Podcast. You can catch it over 96.5 The Fan under the 435 Podcast Network.
Yep, you can also listen to
Spotify,
wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. We do appreciate if you would like, download, subscribe wherever you listen to.
Another thing too is just give a shout out to local high school kids that got drafted. Mimbu, Lee Summer North, of course, he's a big time first round guy with the Jets. The Texans, they took three of your guys, Kansas City. Three of your guys went. Ursary got drafted out of Minnesota, played at Ruskin High School.
Went to my high school, Ruskin.
Graham Mertz, Blue Valley North, played at Miege and transferred to Blue Valley North. He got drafted by the Houston Texans as well. And Jalen Noel from Park Hill High School drafted to the Texans, which they also took Wiggins as well. They took two Iowa State guys, but he's not a Kansas City guy.
Higgins.
Three Kansas City guys, Higgins, all went to the Houston Texans. Three KC area players just go to one team. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm really happy to see those kids go out there and make their NFL dreams come true. It's always great seeing local kids get there.
100%. Love seeing. All right, so we talked about Josh Simmons, the number one overall pick by the Chiefs, pick number 32 in the first round. Talked about Jalen Royals, the fourth round pick, number 133, the wide receiver. What about the running back? The running back's getting a lot of traction. Breshard Smith is his name, out of SMU. Was a transfer from Miami, was a wide receiver there. Very good kick returner as well. Something they were looking for in not only wide receivers, but running backs as well as far as the return game. Because don't forget, it's not going to be the 30-yard line now. They'll put it at the 35, which makes you kind of want to run the football more out now as far as teams are concerned.
Yeah, now teams are not going to be kicking it out the back of the end zone. They're going to kick it shorter and dare you to return it. So, yeah, now this is going to be the year where, your
return game was elevated last year, but now it's going to be even further than that.
Right, yeah. Now you're not going to have teams like the Chiefs who are just cool with kicking it out the back and letting it.
Which I was, man. 30 yards.
Me too. Yeah, I was cool
with
that. It's 5 yards. I'm cool with that. But now it's like, yeah, you probably want to force them to return it.
And Noel Williams, the third round pick, the cornerback out of Cal, had an 80-yard touchdown returning the ball as well this year. So several different guys in the fold that can return kicks for the Chiefs. Breshard Smith out of SMU, great year. Even just solid game in the college football playoffs in the first round against Penn State. Again, it's who you played against. Got that great outside speed, 4.39, third fastest running back at the combine, catches the ball extremely well. Of course, that's why he wasn't a receiver turned running back because he couldn't catch. No, he was a good wide receiver turned running back because that's what Rhett Lashley, the head coach at SMU, wanted him to do. And it worked out well for him, but low mileage on him.
Yeah, low mileage because he's only played 1 year at running back. But yeah, like they really liked him after the catch. He's really good with the ball in his hands. Potential returner for the Chiefs as well this year. Him and Jalen Royals, I think.
Heard Mitch talking about the Jet McKinnon. And that's
right.
Very easy comparison.
Very easy comparison. And then, like, I will say this, though. If he can put on a little bit more weight, I think you might be looking at a James Cook type, the running back from Buffalo. Little bit shorter, but like similar skill set. They both look very similar as far as how they play anyways. And yeah, he's got a wide receiver skill set as a running back. Like literally it's like if Andy could put a wide receiver as a running back, like this would be it. I really, really like
the great news is you can split him out if you want
and
to.
And that's the thing is like, I really like his potential as being someone that could motion out and line up and essentially turn what would be four wide receivers into a five.
So they can even have another running back in the backfield and still split him out. So you actually have two running backs in there because he's a wide receiver.
They could go 21 personnel and then they motion him out to a wide receiver. And that would be really interesting to see. There's a lot of things that the Chiefs can do with him. And so I think that that really makes him a very dangerous weapon for what the Chiefs could look for. And if he can develop as a running back and turn into a good producer there, I mean, there's certainly some potential for him long term. But at least right now, you're looking at this as a you know, kind of a gadget running back option for what the Chiefs can use.
I'll be honest with you, I sweat that out. I was like, it's a great running back class. They even Veach even talked about that. We were sitting there on the roster.
Fifth round. We were like, running back right here. This is it.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't.
It was Jeffrey Bosa.
I thought it was going to be Bosa like you did, and it wasn't. In the seventh round, they traded both picks in the seventh round to the Patriots to move up and get Smith. I started to sweat it out. You know, they're at the seventh round now. What are they going to do? They get an undrafted guy or whatever, because what are the Chiefs going to do? And they're the Patriots, who, by the way, thank you, New England. They traded twice with the Chiefs this year. Two of the three trades were to the Patriots. And the Patriots traded with the Chiefs when I've got Trent McDuffie as well. So they've been very helpful to the Kansas City Chiefs. But the why? Why wait till the seventh round for your running back? Here's Ryan Nutt on waiting on Smith until round seven.
So we knew before the draft this was a very deep running back class. There's guys that fell into the fourth round that we thought would be gone at the beginning of two and possibly – or beginning of three and possibly maybe even two. We kind of knew it was deep. We knew Burchard was somebody we liked kind of in the mid rounds, but with it being so deep, there was maybe a chance to get him. What happened was in the fifth, I mean, there was a player in Jeff Bosa who was there, who's clearly the best player on our board. So that would have been a time to take a running back. But when you have a other player that is higher on the board, Brett likes to go by, listen, let's let the board. We've worked on this board for 8 months. Let's let this thing speak to us. So we took the player we had slightly higher, and Jeff Bosa, and then I allowed Brett to like refocus and say, "Okay, I'm going to take a running back now. I know who I want." So we get to the seventh round, and you know, Brett felt like giving up another seventh round pick to move up was well worth it, and I think everybody did to get the kid that we liked in the mid rounds. So that was kind of the thinking there.
Yeah, it was well worth it. It would have been fun to have Mr. Relevant, though, and have the Mr. Relevant parade and all that. But, yeah, start sweating that out. You and I went off the air for Vern and the Vern's on Deck show. We went 6 hours.
Literally right after that, they traded this
move,
up.
And I was like, man, what are they doing? Because I'm going to sit here and watch it and wait till the whole thing's done. They make that move. But a great move, and it's kind of one of those moments getting the running back.
Yeah, it was – it. I wish they would have gone running back in the fifth. Devin Neal was still on the board. Unfortunately, Giddens had gotten taken right before that, so that's unfortunate. But Neal was still on the board, and we were sitting there like, this is it right here, Devin Neal time. And obviously, they went with Bosa. I understand the mindset behind it, so I'm not, like, too mad about it, but I am still disappointed that, like, you could have had someone like Devin Neal on the team. And I think he's a little bit, I think there's a little bit more potential for him to be an actual starting running back than Burchard Smith.
And Dylan Sampson is interesting because Dylan Sampson is someone that I like, you liked. He ends up going pick 126 in the fourth round to Cleveland. Cleveland just likes to accumulate running backs, I guess. And, in the Chiefs in the fourth round got Royals with pick 133. In the end, it probably works out better for the Chiefs to get Royals in that situation.
Right, yeah. No, I'm
and the board spoke to him. Yeah. You gotta wait for the board to speak to you.
You always say that.
They always say it too.
I'm very cool with them waiting the time that they did to go get Jalen Royals. Because now you may have gotten the steal of the draft. If he turns into a starting wide receiver and is a contributor for this team for many years to come, we're going to be looking back at this 25 draft, and we're going to be like, how did the league let him fall all the way to the Chiefs in round four? I
mean, they got a lot of guys from some big-time schools and some big-time conferences. This was the smallest school guy, even though FBS, Utah State, because everybody else was Ohio State, Tennessee, Louisville, California, Oregon, and SMU. And college football playoffs there in SMU in Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm cool. I'm obviously very cool with the Jalen Royals pick, and you know, like I said, I'll still say this, unless Breshard Smith turns into a great running back, I still kind of wish they would have been running back in round five.
Well, the Chiefs had many more picks as well. We've just gone through a few of them here and our thoughts on each and everyone's individual pick. We come back, we'll talk about more of these picks with the Kansas City Chiefs and hear from some of these coaches later. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Chris Nocero, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Talked about Jalen Royals, the wide receiver, Josh Simmons, the tackle. We even talked about some Breshard Smith, the running back out of SMU to the Kansas City Chiefs. Another guy that I kind of liked is Noel Williams, the cornerback out of Cal. This is one of those guys, when you look at this, all right, how many of these guys can be a starter? I think Noel Williams can be a starter. I think Jalen Watson, these type of guys, when they get to camp, because
I think there's a good chance he probably wins.
I do. He's over 6 foot. Spagnuolo type defensive back. 9 pass breakups, 3rd in FBS last year. 7 interceptions, led FBS. There's a reason why he was taken.
Don't be shocked if he wins a starting job in camp. Like, I seriously, when you watch film on him. This is a guy who, and we talked to the coach. I'd tell you this, like, Jay Binkley loved that interview with Justin Wilcox, the Cal coach.
We'll be listening to that about 7.
We're going to listen to it at 7, and I'm telling you this, like, this touched Bink's heart.
Fired him!
This dude is a professional. Like, the way he conducted himself at Cal, he's basically a professional. I'm really excited about Noel Williams, and I think he could be a very, very early contributor to what the Chiefs are looking for.
That's the thing about it. Like, as far as starters and contributors, because contributors very much is important. Josh Simmons, we don't know yet. We'll have to see the health on that. Breshard Smith, he'll be a contributor. He'll be in the rotation for the running backs. You'll see him in and out of the lineup all the time. Doesn't mean he won't be effective. It just means he'll get some playing time. We just don't know how much. Jalen Royals kind of the same way. Unless there's an injury and he steps up, but right now it'd be wide receiver 4 to 5.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect anything from Royals this year. If you get anything from Royals, that's a huge win. But don't expect Royals to come in and be a 500-yard receiver this year. Because at best, he's your 4th best receiver. Now, it'd be great if he could be a really good contributor to this offense. I would love that. But I'm not going in here expecting him to do that.
Noel Williams, though, that was selected by the Chiefs in the 3rd round, pick 85. My favorite pick that they made. I mean, this is a guy that can certainly be a starter. This is a guy where you start, do you really miss Snead all that bad? Because, well, you didn't miss him much last year. But the bottom line is, hard-nosed tackler, all around the ball. Major ball hawk, 14 picks in his college career, plus in the return game, an 80-yard touchdown, returned against UC Davis in game 1.
Yeah. No, it's seriously, this is a
and he really, picked off Cam Ward.
He did. I mean, he threw across the field. It was a bad throw. It wasn't like it was a great.
Still, he could notch that up today. But it wasn't the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, there's a lot of number one picks to throw picks.
Miami was sweating in that game.
But, like, yeah, that was the thing is you're getting a guy who you didn't need to draft a corner this year, I don't think. But it was very well advised to get one. Because next year you were definitely going to need 2 in next year's draft. So now you make sure you only need to get 1 maybe. Because you can still keep Christian Fulton and then you're probably fine. But I still think you probably wanted to get at least 1 this year and then get at least 1 next year just so you can kind of stay ahead of the curve on corner. Because I always think – I don't think you can ever have enough receivers or corners. I think you should always take at least 1 every year just so that you can stay up on it, because it's a position that ages out very quickly. And it's also a position where guys like – they do a really, really great. Somebody said he's Trent's replacement. No, he's not. That's a terrible take. But it is absolutely one of those situations where you want to stay up on talent because you can never have enough, because there's a lot of teams out there doing what the Bengals are doing and just loading up on offensive talent.
Where do you put shutdown corner on your list of priorities as far as the most important positions in football outside of the quarterback? Obviously, that's number one.
So quarterback's obviously number one.
I have left tackle 1, edge rusher, or get to the quarterback 2.
After that, I would say...
And then shut down corner.
I would say edge rusher 2, then left tackle 3, then wide receiver 4, and then corner five. Because here's my thing. I don't think you need a shutdown corner to win. I just think you need good, because like there's a lot of systems out there where you don't even need a shutdown corner because you're just playing mostly zone anyways. So like as long as you have decent corners that can come up and make tackles and can, you know, handle their assignment, then yeah, like you're fine with that. But it's nice to have a shutdown corner when you play a lot of man coverage like the Chiefs do.
And so. Get to the quarterback is important for the Chiefs this year. They slipped to 18th in sacks. They were number two in the Super Bowl 57 win over the Eagles, then against the Niners. They're number two that year in sacks, slipped to 18th. So you can see Friday night was all about getting to the quarterback. Omar Norman Lott, defensive tackle. Ashton Jelate, the edge from Louisville, number two in the third round. And the Chiefs got Noel Williams, the cornerback, out of Cal. So defense on Friday night.
Which was, that's exactly where I thought they needed to go. The only thing that I would have wished for is Caleb Johnson there at pick 66. But I'm perfectly cool with the guys that they took in round two. I was very excited about Omar Norman a lot. I know there's a lot of people that aren't, but I'm telling you, like this kid, he can get after the quarterback.
The defensive tackle out of Tennessee, the Chiefs drafted him in the second round, pick 63. Yes, you look at it and say, oh, man, this guy's only on a rotation. It's not an Omar Norman Lott problem. That's a Tennessee problem.
Right. All their guys are on rotation.
129 pass rush snaps he saw, 18.9% win rate. Highest win rate in college football.
Yeah, he's almost 20% win rate. He was a constant problem. And listen, this isn't in the American Conference. This isn't in the remnants of the Pac-12. This is in the SEC against grown-ass men, and he was dominating them in one-on-one situations, which he's going to get anyways because he's got Chris Jones lined up right next to him when he plays. Like, he is going to be a problem, I think, in this league.
I think so, too. I actually like the pick. I think it could be a national rotation piece. Just, you know, that timely sack. They're sitting there like a Mike Dana-type sack that would be made, and you're like, I like that guy. And keep in mind, second-rounder Mike Dana was a fifth-rounder that didn't even go to the combine, so they took a shot on him, but they've been very good and very accurate on some of their defensive linemen. Like taking a Turk Wharton from Missouri S&T and making him as good as he is and goes out and gets that
right
contract.
I think his upside is a lot higher than Turk's is. I think he's got upside to be a 10-sack guy. Like I think that's really kind of where he can peak out double digits if he's got some. Because like obviously you want to make sure there's other guys there too, but I think he's got potential because he's not some guy that's just, you know, all effort in that set. He's got moves. He's got great footwork. Like, he's got all the stuff that you need in a pass rush. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are probably a little bit too cautious about what this kid can be. This is a really, really good pick that they took at 63.
Coming up next, Justin Wilcox. He's the head coach of the University of California. The head coach, Noel Williams, my favorite pick the Chiefs made in the draft. We talked to him this weekend. He called in. So we tried to have some of these coaches call in and talk about some of their draft picks. We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.